I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. The idea of boarding school might conjure up images of ivy-covered brick buildings in New England and high tuition. In rural eastern Oregon, though, there is another sort of boarding school. It's a public high school for students from far away ranches. Correspondent Rachel McDonald has this profile.
Here in the southeastern corner of Oregon, you can drive for miles across the vast sage-covered plateau without passing another soul. Only 7,000 people live in this county of 10,000 square miles. So when it comes to schools, the options are limited. Crane Union Public High is basically in the middle of nowhere.
I live on the White Horse Ranch in Fields, Oregon. It's about 100 miles away from Crane. Most people here just want cowboys and stuff.
Is that what you want?
No, I don't. Dude, my mom's lived on a ranch forever, and I don't really want that life.
Samantha Rowe is a senior at Crane. Every weekend, students like her leave home to come here and board for the week. To get into the grounds of the school, you have to cross a cattle guard. The Crane campus has several buildings. The dormitory is two stories. The boys live on the first floor, the girls on the second. Janice Dutton, the girls' matron, gives a tour of her floor.
This is where the kids live during the week.
She opens a door to the dorm hallway, off of which are a number of nondescript rooms.
We have a laundry room there, and we have washers and dryers, irons.
This year, there are only 11 girls boarding, so each student gets her own room.
Which they're probably thankful that they don't have any more, because some kids have so much clothes, I don't know how they put four in.
There's so many distractions. I have all of my friends here.
Sarah Moreland is a senior at Crane.
You have to go upstairs and make yourself do your homework, or else it's not going to get done. And you don't have your parents pushing you to do it, so you kind of have to be self-motivated.
She says she's never lonely here, but living in a dorm, it can be challenging to get schoolwork done. Junior Mark Sitz says it can get to be too much.
It gets irritating being this close to everybody for a long period of time. You can't go off and be by yourself. Everybody's there, you know.
We have no freedom at all, ever.
Junior Logan Harris has a different complaint.
See that? The cow guard out there. We can't go past that, can't go past any buildings.
And what happens if you do?
You can get thrown out for a week.
But students do get to get off campus if they're involved in team sports or other clubs. They also go home on weekends. School counselor Regina Ward sympathizes with the strain that can build for students who live in these close quarters.
They're more like brothers and sisters than they are schoolmates sometimes, and that means there's some competition and some antagonism sometimes between the kids.
But Sarah Moreland thinks the self-reliance she's developing by being at Crane will help her next year in college. Even so, she's not so sure all students who go here are completely prepared for the future.
It's very isolated. It's very isolated, and I think that that's a big downfall. Because when we get out into bigger cities, we're just going to go crazy and we're not going to know what to do with ourselves.
For now, these students are like a lot of other kids their age, worrying about homework, dates, and tonight, listening to their friends playing covers of Green Day and Nirvana. For NPR News, I'm Rachel McDonald in Crane, Oregon.